Well, a man dies and finds himself in front of the pearly gates. St. Peter explains to him that it's not so easy to enter into heaven. There are some criteria before he's allowed to enter. So he said to the man, "Did you ever attend church?" The man replied, "No." St. Peter told him that that was not good. "Were you generous? Did you give money to the poor, to charity?" "No," replied the man. St. Peter told him that too was not very good. "Did you do any good deeds? Did you ever help your neighbor? Anything?" "No," replied the man. Now St. Peter became very concerned. Exasperated, St. Peter said, "Look, everybody does something good during their lifetime. Work with me. I'm trying to help you here. Have you ever been a good Samaritan to anyone? Just think." The man said, "Well, yes. There was this old lady. I came out of a store and found her surrounded by a gang. They had stolen her pocketbook and were shoving her around. I got so mad, I threw my groceries down, fought through the crowd, and got her purse back. I then helped her to her feet. And then I went to the biggest, baddest man and told him how despicable, cowardly, and mean he was." "Wow," said St. Peter, "that's impressive. When did that happen?" The fellow said, "About 5 minutes ago." But before I talk about the parable of the Good Samaritan, just want to share a few things with you. First, want to, since I've not had this 12:30 Mass before, just give a little introduction. My name is Father Pefley. Very happy to be here. I've been here for about a week now at this beautiful parish of St. Mary's with my good friend, Father Jim Barquette. I had my 25th last year. He celebrates his 25th this year. We're longtime friends. And it's so great to be at such a wonderful parish, which is so active and has such a great reputation for hospitality and friendliness and service of our Lord Jesus Christ and the community, especially to the needs of the poor and those in need of help. So it ties in so well with today's gospel of being a Samaritan, of helping others, especially showing mercy. My own little bit of a background, born and raised in Philadelphia, city of brotherly love. Grew up there in high school, but I came to the Diocese of Arlington when I went to college at a small Catholic college in Front Royal called Christendom. And it was there, sitting before the Blessed Sacrament during Eucharistic adoration, I felt the Lord calling me to become a priest. I always attribute my vocation to the example of my parents, their great faith, the love and support of my family, and then going to Christendom College and deepening my theology and knowledge of the Lord, and then being involved in the Legion of Mary, which I've been involved since I was 10 years old. So after going to Christendom and feeling a call to the vocation, I entered the Diocese of Arlington, went to Mount St. Mary's Seminary up the road in Emmitsburg, and I'm blessed. My mom and dad are still with us. My mom will be 94 in August next month. My dad is 87. He takes care of her. They've been married now for 58 years, and a few months now will be 58 years. And my dad obviously takes care of my mom, but he was recently diagnosed with advanced cancer, prostate cancer that has spread. So please pray for him that the Lord gives him enough time to continue to take care of my mom. My mom and dad met in the Legion of Mary back in the 1950s, and when they got married, they founded the Catholic Shop, which was up in Philadelphia, but then they started one here in Chantilly about 20 years ago, and that store was around for about 15 years until it closed and went online. That was run by one of my sisters and her husband. My other sister teaches at Villanova, and my younger sister, since the Catholic Shop's not there, is now a full-time Catholic Montessori teacher at Siena Academy in Great Falls. I'm blessed with seven nieces and nephews. And if you go to my website, which is all about spirituality and Catholic apologetics, you'll see that some of my interests and hobbies, first of all, are juggling. Some people have maybe know that I'm a juggler. I enjoy juggling fire torches, bowling balls, baseball bats, tennis rackets, and even machetes. I juggle machetes. I taught my sister now. She's my half-sister. And if you... So if you go to my website, you can take a look at some of the juggling. Also, for my 50th birthday a few years ago, I went skydiving. That's up there as well, if you want to enjoy that little four-minute video. But I do enjoy playing Ultimate Frisbee with the youth group. I enjoy golf and scuba diving and books and literature and music. But of course, most of all, I love our Lord Jesus Christ and our Blessed Mother. I'm so privileged to be a priest now for 26 years serving God's people. Love doing weddings and baptisms and helping souls grow in their love of Jesus and to grow in holiness and to grow in the works of mercy. And when we take a look at today's Gospel of the Good Samaritan, I think it really ties in so well with Pope Francis's Year of Mercy. We're right now in this great Jubilee Year of Mercy. And what better parable about mercy than the Good Samaritan, the Lord's most famous of all his parables? And the way this came up was somebody asked him, "What must I do to get to heaven?" And Jesus says, "Well, what does the Bible say?" And of course, the scholar answered it correctly. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That is the way to get to heaven. Love of God and love of neighbor. Well, then the person wanted to justify himself and says, "Well, who's my neighbor?" So the Lord then gives this amazing parable of the Good Samaritan about the man who was traveling back from Jerusalem to Jericho, about a 20-mile journey. If you've been to the Holy Land, you'll notice that that is a very windy road, very dangerous road. Back in the time of Saint Jerome, he called it the Bloody Road because of the way it would curve, that the robbers would hide around the curve, and it was a place that if anybody went foolishly by himself down that road, they, of course, would be robbed. And in the case of today's gospel, this poor soul was stripped of his clothes and beaten half to death and left along the side of the road. And then it says three people passed by. First was a priest, then was a Levite, and then it was a Samaritan. Now, of course, the Lord, when he preaches, he always twists things around and turns things upside down that we would never expect. You would think, well, the priest, the Levite, would certainly be the one to help this man, who was obviously Jewish because he had come from the temple of Jerusalem, was heading back home. And yet, it wasn't. It was an enemy of the Jews who was a Samaritan. The Jews and Samaritans had hated each other for hundreds of years. And yet, the Samaritan is the one who shows mercy. So first, the priest notices the man, perhaps thinking it's a decoy or a plot that was often done by the robbers to place somebody who looked like they were wounded. So when others stopped to help him, then they would attack the people that stopped to help. So obviously, when the priest walks by on the other side not showing mercy, that's my least favorite part of the gospel. And then, of course, the Levite, that's like a deacon or a seminarian. That's seminarian Jeff's least favorite part of the gospel. But now the Samaritan is the one, the enemy, the one who shows mercy. What does he do? He comes down from his animal, his horse or donkey, whatever it might be. He shows compassion. He pours oil and wine to wash away the wounds, to heal the wounds, to bandage the wounds, and then lifts up the man on his own animal and then takes him to an inn, cares for him, and then when he has to leave, he gives the innkeeper the 2 silver coins, which will last until the Samaritan comes back into town and says he'll repay him any more on the way back. Then the Lord says, which of these was truly a neighbor? And of course, it was the Samaritan. When St. Augustine commented on this passage, he said something very interesting. He said that Jesus Christ is the true Good Samaritan. that Christ saw humanity wounded, lying by the side of the road because of the sin of Adam and Eve, the sin of our first parents. We were not dead. We were wounded. We had a wounded nature. And so Jesus came down from heaven. He descended from heaven into this world, was born as a little baby, grew up, and then founded his church. And then it says he pours in oil and wine to heal our wounds. Isn't that a beautiful image of the sacraments? The oil of the anointing of the sick, the wine that becomes the precious blood of Christ and the Holy Eucharist. Jesus pours the sacraments into our lives to heal us, to wound us. He washes us with the waters of baptism, bandages us, heals us. And then he leaves us in the care of the inn, which is the Catholic Church that he founded 2,000 years ago. And he even gives us the two silver coins of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And this is what we need to be able to get to heaven until Jesus returns at the second coming, in order to then take us into the heavenly kingdom. So the true Good Samaritan is our Lord Jesus Christ. Humanity is lying by the side of the road, wounded. But Jesus loves us so much that he comes down from heaven, washes us with baptism, strengthens us with the holy sacraments, and then leaves us in the care of Holy Mother Church to help us to get to heaven. So during this year of mercy, I would encourage us not to be like that Levite or that priest who did not show compassion, who just looked away, but be like that Samaritan who showed compassion and mercy, who is willing to do that work of mercy. And that's what we're called to do during this year of mercy, to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless. And this is how Jesus says that we truly show who is our neighbor, by being merciful to others.